through the bottomlands. I was thinking, David Thomas Roberts, as you're seated here now in the studios, and I think of the two albums you've put out. This is called Through the Bottomlands, this one album, and has 11 ragtime pieces, and most of them are his, yours, and then the Amazon Rag is the other album. Was I right in sort of guessing? Because I said, this guy's from the South. I know you are, but had I never met you, Noon, I'd have said that.
Yes, I think this is a very Southern piece, but I also think of it as including the lower Midwest, perhaps. I don't know, you may or may not view Missouri as a Southern state, but I have that in mind, too. It's, for me, the spirit of the river system in lower Mid-America. If there's a geographical scenario for this, I would say that it's that inclusive in my mind.
Well, of course, to some extent, it's an autobiographical piece.
Yes.
That is, it tells of where you're from. Describe, you. Who are you? Because I know you're a painter, you're a poet, and you're pretty much a loner, too, most of your life.
Yes, yes.
You're interested in that world. But this word, Moss Point, Mississippi.
Moss Point's an industrial town. Now includes about 19, 20,000 people. It's a paper milling town. Just off the Gulf Coast, the Escatawpa River runs by the paper mill and winds into the interior of Mississippi and Alabama, and that provides river traffic. Moss Point is a blue-collar town. It always was.
And your father?
He was a construction worker.
He was a construction worker.
Yes, and he retired not that long ago.
Yeah. Well, how'd you get to piano, to this, to whatever else you're doing? How'd that come about?
Well, frankly, I don't remember a time when I wasn't oriented towards self-expression and concentration upon expressive possibilities around me. I mean, I was drawn to music, to painting, as long as I can remember, and not that long afterward, to writing. As soon as I learned to write, I started thinking in terms of what I could do with words. I wanted to play the piano literally as long as I can remember.
Yeah. What led you to write? See, your notes are very good, by the way. The notes are notes of a record.
Thank you.
You've written your notes. The album, the company's called Stomp Off. At least two albums of yours. But not classical piano. Your instincts were toward, inclination toward what?
They were actually toward both. My instincts have always been toward the so-called classical and toward the so-called vernacular. Mm-hmm. I mean, for instance, around 1958, 59, when I was 3 and 4 years old, I remember being affected simultaneously by Van Cliburn, who was the rage then, having just won the competition, and Fats Domino. These directions were always pulling me. Perhaps my very earliest memories of loving the piano were associated with Fats. But shortly after that, I discovered classical music, and by the time I was 7 and 8 years old, the world of ragtime, rock and roll, folk music, and romantic piano music all came together.
So all this came to you what, through radio and television?
And records, radio and television.
And records, and of course, ragtime and Scott Joplin.
Yes, the focus on Joplin came later. Yeah. When I was little, at the end of the 50s revival, I didn't know enough about the ragtime composers individually. I just knew ragtime. You know, we were getting a diffusion of ragtime over the air.
See, the reason you're in Chicago now is it's another aspect of you. You're traveling to the country on a train.
Yeah.
But you got trained from New Orleans to Los Angeles, Los Angeles to Denver, Denver to Chicago, back to New Orleans. The train, there's Thomas Wolfe images evoked again. The train.
Yes.
And it's you, because you're... So your life is piano and occasional jobs doing that.
Yes, concerts.
And painting.
Yes, most of my income comes from the painting coupled with concerts and record sales.
What do you feel like offering now as we go along? We'll get more of
your
reflections as we go along.
How about something, folksy? We were talking about Moss Point. I'll play a composition which is influenced very much by my early life in the Moss Point area. This is called Creole, spelled K-R-E-O-L-E. It's named for a village which was annexed by Moss Point. And that village is where I lived as a child and always lived near when I was in Moss Point. So Creole, although Creole is part of Moss Point, it still very much has its separate historical identity in the local mind. So this is Creole.